Chandler trying to find somebody. Finds Macy. Now back to Chandler in the corner. She drives baseline. Back to Macy. Three-pointer. Good. And that's a Scott Forga contracting three-pointer at a great time. 13 seconds left. Franklin pushes. Moffitt has it. Stolen away by Chandler. Great steal. Goes down court to Macy and off her fingertips out of bounds. So not a bad try there with 3.5 seconds left. Again, Pisgah's going to stay with the press. Ball goes in. To half court. Moffitt has it. That's a back court. And
the back court.
So they called a back court. They called a back court violation, and then she makes the half quarter.
I don't even know if they called the back court because we never got the ball. They let the time go.
Yeah, the official, he waved off the basket and then did the half court violation sign. So end of the first half. Franklin leads 34-26. When we come back, we'll have your Papertown Equipment Rental halftime show. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Welcome back to Smoky Mountain High School, the site of the Mountain 8 Conference Championship games tonight, where we're at halftime of the varsity girls game, where the Panthers lead the Bears 34-26, and it is time now for the halftime show. The halftime show is brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call them at 565-2737. Look, Evan, what was your thoughts on that first half?
So, you know, I felt like we got a little bit out of sorts, but played hard. But I think that was one of the reasons why, you know, we only scored 26 points in that half.
Yeah.
So we got to get back to what we do well. We kind of talked about it a little earlier. You know, get the ball in the right hands, getting up, run the floor, look for that extra pass and finish. When we do that, we're pretty daggone good.
Yeah.
Now, the good news is we're shooting the three very well right now. We are 5 of 8 from the three-point line right now.
Yeah.
And down 8 points.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, from the free throw line, we are 1 of 8. So 5 of 8 from the three and 1 of 8 from the free throw line.
Yeah, hard to figure sometimes.
So that's kind of going against us. And then we also are getting beat on the boards.
Yeah.
We got to do a much better job on the boards. I'd say probably half of their points are on second chance points on the offensive rebound side.
Yeah, and Moffitt did a good job for Franklin. Of course, she's the biggest lady on the court, but she has gotten a lot of offensive rebounds in that first half and consequently gotten fouled or put it back up and made some baskets. But, you know, we talked about with 2 minutes there, it was a four-point game, and then all of a sudden it just exploded quickly up to a 12-point game. But fortunately there, the Bears were able to cut it to 8 before halftime. So we're going to flip back to studio for a couple of words from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for business sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth here courtside at Smoky Mountain. We're at halftime of the girls' game. We're Pisgah trails by 8 points to Franklin. So, Kevin, if you're Coach Holloway, what are you looking to do different in the second half?
So, I think we've got to focus on the boards. We've got to focus on cleaning up, especially the defensive boards. And then we'd like to be able to press a little more and get out and transition a little bit. In order to do that, we've got to finish, right, and be able to set up that trap. We haven't seen much of the 1-2-2 tonight. We've seen a lot of, you know, the three-quarter court. We've seen a lot of straight man. I expect us to use that 1-2-2 trap a little more in the second half.
Yeah, I tell you, if the first half they outscored us 21-14 in the first quarter and outscored us 13-12 in the second quarter. And the problem is when they score, they can get into their press. It slows us down. It becomes a half-court game. I think we want an up-tempo game, Kevin.
Yeah, we want an up-tempo game, even if it's off of a defensive rebound, outlet pass, and sprint is what we want. We want to force them into tough shots, rebound the ball, and go is where we need to be. And it's been a while since we've been down at halftime. I think we have to go back to maybe the North Buncombe game, third game of the year, since we've been down at half. So it'll be very interesting to see how our young ladies respond to this. Certainly they have taken Franklin's best shot right now. That's the best I've seen Franklin play all year in any game.
Yeah. Yeah, they're playing well. I mean, yeah, that 3-2 zone has just given us some fits in that first half. And but, you know, we made 5 three-pointers, which you can't be upset about that. That's pretty good for a half to get 5. But we got to make the free throws, and we've got to establish some kind of inside game to kind of free up those outside shooters.
Yeah. And the problem right now is Riley Green for Franklin has 14 points. She averages 7 a game. She's hit a couple of threes, been to the line multiple times, got 4 points there, and then got a couple more fast break, you know, layups. You just don't get that scoring typically out of her for them. So I think they average about 58 points a game, maybe 60, and they're on pace to do 70 right now. So they're way ahead of their scoring average. We're way below ours.
Yeah, so we got to hope those averages kind of even out here in the second half. We're going to have a few more words from our sponsors. We've got about 3 minutes left till halftime, or the halftime's over. So we're going to throw it back to Jack in the studio. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Smoky Mountain High School, where we got a couple minutes left until the start of the third quarter. Pisgah trails by 8, and I've got an important date you need to write down. That is March 27th. You need to be at Pisgah High School at 6 p.m. We have the March Madness Unified Basketball Game. The game will feature students from both Pisgah and Tuscola. There will be food trucks on site as well as concessions. That's one of the really great evenings at Pisgah for that unified basketball game. So mark that on your calendar, March 27th, 6 p.m., Pisgah High School. That will be the unified basketball game featuring Tuscola and Pisgah students. So about 1 minute till we start this third quarter. Kevin, any thoughts going into the third quarter?
Yeah, probably don't like looking over and seeing one of the Franklin parents on the court talking to one of the officials during halftime.
That's what I was kind of chuckling about. That's not what you want to see.
You know, that might show a little bit of biasness previously. I think our girls are going to be fine. They just got to settle down here, really have come out and really respond here in the third quarter. I think it's going to be very important.
Yeah, I would just say don't panic. You know, we've seen these girls before. They can score 8 points in a matter of a minute. So, you know, don't panic. Play your game. Concentrate on rebounds, making free throws, and playing the same basketball you played all season long. To get you to this point.
Well, so we're going to get the ball first here, Mike. So they'll be in that, you know, 2-3-3-2 zone that they like to play with, really trying to force out. So we need to be able to run something here. Get a quick 2 points here, shrink this lead, and get into our press.
All right, we're ready to go. Here's second half. Macy inbounds to Chandler. Franklin still in the zone. Chandler goes down and it's tipped out of bounds by Green. Pisgah basketball right in front of our bench. Macy to Chandler. Chandler dribbles around to the left side. Finds Kylie in the paint. She shoots left-handed and scores. Good start here to the second half. 34-28. Pisgah comes down a little trap, and they get a steal right off the bat. Kylie's going down the court. Finds Chandler. Chandler shoots. Chandler scores. 34-30. Again, I like this little wrinkle, a half-court trap by Coach Holloway. Ball goes down to the right side. They go inside. Shot no good by Franklin. Stolen back away by Brooks. Brooks takes a free-through line jumper. No good. Green with the rebound, finds Moffitt, and it is a jump ball.
Wow.
That was a quick jump ball. So possession will go to the Panthers. Again, I said Pisgah could score quick. 4 quick points here in under a minute in the first or in the third quarter. Franklin.
Coach Holloway may have been saving that little 1-2-2.
Yep. So Moffitt gets the ball in the paint, does her spin move, and they quickly call another foul on Pisgah.
I didn't really like that one. As physical as it's been, there wasn't a lot of contact there, Mike. She did reach for that one.
Yeah. Ball rattles around and goes in. The foul was on Kylie. That's her second. Moffitt's second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Chandler. Chandler looking to push it up the court. Finds Macy. Top of the key to Bailey. Now to Chandler. Chandler looking inside. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now pulls it out. Over to Macy. She has an open three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Green. And tipped out of bounds by Kylie. Franklin possession. 6:41 to play, 35-30.
We're actually in a, looks like a 1-3-1.
I don't know if we've seen this year from Coach Holloway. Brooks has it over to Green, down in the corner to Newsom. Stolen away by Chandler. She's on a breakaway. She gets to the goal and rattles out. Chandler ties it up, and that's going to be a jump ball possession to the Bears. Chandler with the ball, looking to inbounds. finds Macy. She's wide open. Three-pointer. Oh, no good. Moffitt with the rebound for Franklin. Gets it out to Green. Green's pushing it. Stolen by Bailey. Bailey's going back the other way. Finds Lexus. Her shot. No good. Rebounded by Moffitt. And we got a jump ball. This time it'll go to Franklin.
We start this half with Alexis Marcos with this group. Alexis Chandler, Kylie Leonard, Macy, and Bailey.
Franklin ball. Green down in the corner. And Moffitt is going to draw yet another foul. It looks like on Bailey.
That's going to be the third on her. Coach Holloway's going to have to have a little conversation with these officials. A lot of contact, you know, being dismissed on one end.
Moffitt.
Rebound by Mason.
So Moffitt took 10-footer, no good. Pisgah out and running. Alexis, cross court to Bailey. 15-footer, good. 35-32. What was a 12-point lead is down to a 3-point lead for Franklin. Green has it to Newsom. And stolen away by Alexis. She is on a breakaway. Good move. She gets to the basket. Shot, no good, but there is a foul on Malloy, and that is going to be
two more Messmer Insurance free throws. Messmer Insurance Agency brings you insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
So I like the pace of play a little better now, Kevin. We're getting up and down the court. It's not a half-court game at this moment.
Yeah, that 1-3-1 has really sped things up as we've forced them to be more fast on the offensive end.
Alexis Marcos makes her free throw. She'll get one more attempt, 35-33. Second free throw, rattles around, good. It's a one-point game, 35-34. Again, Pisgah in that little 1-2-2 trap. Alexis tips it out of bounds.
And you can see the frustration on the Franklin young lady's face in front of us there.
Inbounds goes to Brooks. Brooks tries to drive. She has it stolen away. And looks like we're going to have another jump ball.
It's steal by Mason.
Yep.
Steals are piling up now, Mike.
Yeah, they haven't quite figured out that trap we've thrown at them here in the second half. So we've cut it from, it was a 12-point lead in the second quarter to an 8-point lead at halftime, and now it's a 1-point lead for Franklin with 5:10 to go third quarter. Pisgah ball. Kylie's going to screen for Chandler. Go into Kylie. Good pass. And score.
Great look.
Pisgah has what I think. Tell me if I'm wrong, Kim. Is that the first lead of the game for
that
Pisgah?
That is the first lead of the game for Pisgah.
And there's another turnover by Brooks. And that 1-2-2 trap is causing all kinds of problems for Franklin. So inbounds goes to Chandler. She walks it up, crosses half court, Green's guarding her. Goes inside to Kylie. She hands it off to Chandler. And Chandler tries to get it back to Kylie, intercepted. Brooks has it going the other way. And Brooks throws up a prayer, and the ref is going to give a foul. And two shots to Brooks of Franklin.
And that's going to be number four on Bailey, I believe.
You're right, Kevin. That is four on Bailey. Brooks free throw good. Ties it at 36. 4:32 to play third quarter. And looks like Scout's going to come in for Bailey. Next free throw, good. Franklin retakes the lead, 37-36. They put the full court press on us. Chandler gets around it with ease, gets it to Macy. And Macy had Kylie, and it's just tipped away at the last second by Green.
Yeah, it looked like she just took one too many dribbles there before she made that pass. Allowed the defense to catch up, but we still have the ball underneath our own basket here.
Chandler inbounds, Macy, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Green, stolen by a Chandler. And Chandler couldn't foul all over the place. And I think they finally got the third foul.
I didn't know if they were going to give it to her or not. Unfortunately, that's only the second Panther foul this quarter.
So that's three fouls on Autry. Chandler inbounds. Macy, wide open three. No good. Good rebound by Alexis. She shoots, and she scores. Pisgah retakes the lead, 38-37. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Green has it. She's trapped in the corner. Tries to go inside. Almost thrown away. Now stolen by Chandler, and it's tipped out of bounds. And they're going to say off Chandler. Possession will stay with the Panthers. Malloy with the inbound. Gets it to Green. Back to Malloy. She fumbles it. Stolen away by Scout. And Scout gets it. Chandler. And she's going to be fouled by Green. So fouls starting to add up against the Panthers. Kevin?
Yes. That's their third foul here in the third quarter. First foul on Riley Green. But starting to get it evened up a little bit here.
Yep. Chandler with the ball. To Alexis, to Macy. She screens for Macy. Macy goes to the right side, cross court to Scout, to Chandler. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by the Bears. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Macy, gets it to Alexis. Finds Macy on the three-point line. Now to Kylie down in the corner. Back top of the key. Alexis drive, floater, good. Banked in the floater. Bears have a three-point lead, 40-37, almost stolen by Alexis. That goes down the other end. Green, three-pointer, good. Green is having a career night for the Panthers. It's tied at 40. 2:56 to play in the third. Alexis now to Macy. Macy looking cross-court to Chandler. Chandler looking inside. And tries to throw it to Macy, and it nicks the rim, stolen away by Franklin. Brooks with the drive. No good. Franklin, coach, called a timeout. And that was a horrible time for timeout because his team had a wide-open layup.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Finley Moffitt dove through the legs of Scout Ballou with no call. She did retain the ball, and then they called the timeout there, Mike, and took 2 points off the board for them. But this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle and one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So we got 2:33 to play in the third quarter. We're all tied up at 40. Great quarter by the Bears. That little half-court 1-2-2 press trap. I don't know what you call it, but I like it.
Yeah, so we've got to stay composed here and finish this last 2:33. Right now, we've got a great quarter going on, and just need to be able to finish that.
So it'll be Franklin ball under their basket. Referee hands Franklin the ball. Goes to corner to Brooks. Brooks drives baseline. Kicks it out to Green. Now down in the corner. Back to Brooks. Almost stolen away. Brooks has it. She tries to shoot. Blocked by the Bears. Chandler has it. Gives it to Alexis. Down the court. She shoots. Misses. Rebounded by Macy. And she makes the basket. 42-40. Bears with the lead. Green has it for Franklin. Now down in the corner to Brooks. Brooks is in a trap. And we got a jump ball, good defense by Macy Devlin.
Yeah, the defensive pressure we're applying right now, Mike, has been just suffocating to this Franklin Panther team in this quarter.
So Franklin, arrow pointing in their direction. Newsom with the inbounds. Gets to Autry. Pop the key, inside to Brooks, 10-foot jumper. Is no good. Moffitt with a rebound. And that is incredible.
Yeah, Kylie was straight up in that situation.
Moffitt, when they she goes up, she I hate to say, she puts on an Emmy Award-winning performance like she just got hammered, and the referees so far are buying into it.
And that foul was not on Kylie Leonard. That was on Scout Ballou.
Free throw, no good. Rebounded by Green. Moffitt shoots. No foul called this time, but gets her own rebound. Oh, I take it back. Now they're going to call a foul. Wow. I don't. Anyway, foul called on, I think, Alexis.
It was. That's going to be her third, team fifth. And Moffitt just ran through people there to get to the ball. And then they called a shove on Alexis Marcus.
Free throw good. Tied at 42. Got a minute 40 remaining in the third quarter. Moffitt makes the second. Gives Franklin the lead. Chandler to Scout to Macy. Cross court to Chandler. Chandler takes a couple dribbles, pulls it out. Gets it inside to Lauren Blue. She shoots. She scores. Lead changes again. Pisgah with a one-point lead. And I almost got hit with the basketball.
Hey, that was great hands, Mike.
That was cat-like.
You have not lost a step yet.
That was a turnover for Franklin. Pisgah ball. Chandler has it at half court. Minute 14 to play third quarter. Macy has it on the left side. Now back to Chandler. Top the key. Gets it inside to Lauren Blue. She's going to take a 10-footer. A lot of contact and no call. And now they're going to call a foul on us. Unbelievable. And I think they're going to call Macy.
Macy on a push underneath on the rebound.
I thought there was dead. And Coach Holloway is about to let them have it.
And
I think right now he is letting them have it. And rightfully so. Free throw by Brooks is good.
Right now, Mike, they have 10 points and 7 of them are off the free throw line in this quarter.
Free throw missed by Brooks. Chandler with the rebound. Chandler gives it to Macy. Back to Chandler. Back to Macy. Macy takes a couple of dribbles, gets it to Alexis. Top of the key. Now over to the right side to Chandler. Inside to Blue. Her shot, no good. Rebounded. Blue gets it back somehow. Macy to Chandler. 10-footer by Chandler. Good. Pisgah takes a 46-44 lead. Again, Pisgah in that trap. Still confusing Franklin, and they're going to turn it over. Up. They almost turned it over. Brooks with some kind of circus shot, no good, and it's out of bounds. Possession goes back to the Bears. So 23 seconds remaining in the third. Molly's going to check in for Macy. Probably try to hold it for one here, Kevin.
Yeah, I think we will go for one shot here.
46-44, Bears with the lead. And Lauren has it in the right elbow to Molly. Top of the key. Inside to Scout. And stolen away by Green. Franklin with the 10-foot jumper. No good. Rebounded by the Bears. Chandler has it at the buzzer. And that is going to end your third quarter. With the Bears taking the lead, 46-44. When we come back, we'll have the fourth quarter of this girls' varsity championship. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Welcome back to Smoky Mountain, where we are head to the fourth quarter of this girls' championship game. And, Kevin, Pisgah Franklin never disappoints.
Pisgah Franklin never disappoints. This has been a well of a game, very physical. I'm hoping, you know, that we get the benefit of the doubt on the calls coming through this quarter. Certainly we did not in that quarter. I was wondering, the possession said this way, and the same official that we were talking about was trying to give it to Franklin the other way. So Pisgah will have the ball here as we start the second or fourth quarter.
Inbounds goes to Chandler. Franklin stays in that 3-2 zone. They've been in it the whole game. Inside to Bailey, to Kylie. Shot no good. Rebounded by Moffitt. To Brooks. To Malloy. Back to Brooks. Three-pointer is good. That's going to give Franklin the lead, 47-46. Chandler has it. Now down in the right elbow. To Bailey. Inside to Kylie. And shot no good. Rebounded by Alexis. Back to Bailey. Gets it to Macy. Cross court to Alexis. She's going to take the three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Macy. Shot no good. Rebounded by Macy again. Shot no good. And we got a call. And we got a jump ball. Possession is pointing towards the Panthers. Yeah,
we've had a lot of opportunities there, Mike, and just not been able to convert both possessions.
Yeah.
So
again, Pisgah in that 1-2-2 trap. And we got a steal by Chandler. She finds Alexis. And no good. And Macy with the rebound, and she's going to be fouled by Brooks. So Macy with two Messimer insurance free throws. Kevin, fourth quarter free throws are going to be hugely important in this game.
Yes, they are.
And Macy, oh my goodness, it went all the way around the rim twice.
And Messimer Insurance Agency brings you insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
So first one no good, but second one is good. That's going to tie it again at 47. 6:50 to go in the game. Pisgah in the trap. Goes down in the corner. And that's going to be out of bounds on Franklin. Turnover back to the Bears.
I can see us get the lead back here, Mike.
Yep. Chandler with the ball. To Macy. He tries to go inside and stolen away by Brooks. Brooks is on a breakaway. Good defense by the Bears. Stolen back away. And that is going to be foul called on Brooks.
That's going to be her fourth, Mike.
And that is a big foul call.
I don't know. A lot of booing over here on the Franklin side, Mike, but welcome, that was pretty obvious.
Welcome to our world. Chandler has it. Passes to Macy. Macy tries to go inside to Chandler. Good pass to Kylie. Chandler with the rebound. And they're going to foul Chandler. And that is going to be, looks like three team fouls in the corner. So no free throws yet for the Bears.
That is going to be the
That's four fouls on Autry. Chandler with the inbounds. Gets it into Kylie. Kylie shoots. Kylie scores. Bears do grab that lead. 49-47. Franklin gets it across half court. Down in the corner. And almost stolen away. And it is stolen. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Franklin.
That was the front we've been talking about all day.
Yep. Chandler walking it up. Goes down the corner to Alexis. to Bailey out on the top of the key. She's going to dribble down the left side. And almost thrown away, but Pisgah with the ball. Macy has it. Cross court to Chandler. Chandler thinks about a three. Now tries to get it out, and it looks like they're going to call a foul on Macy.
Foul counts now 2-2 here early in the fourth.
Green has it. And it is stolen. Oh!
He needs a little help.
Yeah.
He needs a little help.
That was obviously all Franklin. Wow.
That's the official that we were talking about was talking to one of the parents at halftime.
Yeah, that's why you don't like to see it. Franklin with the ball. Green passes out to the corner. Now baseline. Moffitt's going to drive, and they're going to call a foul, and that was a foul on Kylie.
You can't complain about that one. She definitely came down on her that time.
Yeah, that's where Kylie has to beat her to the baseline in established position instead of letting her get by. Free throw short, no good. 5:13 to play in this championship matchup between Pisgah and Franklin. Pisgah with a two-point lead, 49-47. Moffitt second free throw up and good. Chandler has it, top of the key. She's calling the play, directing traffic. She gets a screen from Kylie and tries to feed it back to Kylie. Tipped away, Franklin has it. Now Franklin tips it out of bounds. So Franklin had a couple opportunities to get a steal, but Pisgah will have possession under their basket. Chandler has it. Chandler looking inside. Now goes top of the key, Mason. She drives. Splits the defender, shoots, and scores. Nice play by Mason. 51-48. Pisgah back to that trap. And Franklin has a little five-foot jumper by Malloy. Is good. Chandler gets into the paint, and she's going to be fouled as she goes up to shoot. So Chandler's going to go to the line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws.
Messimer Insurance Agency offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3010 for a fast quote today.
51-50, Bears lead. Chandler's first free throw rattles around good. 52-50. Got 4.5 minutes to play in the game. Second free throw, good. And Coach Holloway wants a full timeout.
That timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of our friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
I like that timeout by Coach Holloway, Kevin. That is, I think, a good timeout to kind of settle his team down a little bit, let him get a breather for this last 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, I agree. It's we haven't been able to get any separation, but we've been able to maintain that lead. He wants to talk about it over here. Try to get a couple of big turnovers here, Mike, here in the next minute and a half. Extend this lead out just a little more. Put the pressure on Franklin coming down the stretch.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, he's also going to say, hey, you know, if Brooks is guarding you, take it right at her. She's got four fouls. Certainly it'd be a big advantage if his can get her fouled out of the game.
Absolutely.
So, again, I don't see, and you've got a lot of Smoky Mountain fans blended in, but there's not an empty seat hardly on the home side, which is Pisgah's side.
Yeah, you cannot fit in over there, Mike.
Yep, I would not.
You would fit in well with them, but you couldn't find a spot, maybe, should I say.
Franklin ball. Green has it. She's getting trapped. They go inside to Moffitt. Moffitt scores. 53-52, Bears 1-point lead. Macy has it in the corner. Get inside to Kylie, scores. Good feed into Kylie. She converted 55-52. Green with the ball. And in desperation, she throws it off the foot of Macy out of bounds. Possession will, of course, stay with the Panthers. Green with the inbounds. Throws it back court to Newsom. Newsom trying to get across half court. And
oh, my.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That was right here in front of us, Kevin. Alexis tipped the ball away. And
oh, wow.
That same official we've become friends with called a foul.
And Coach Holloway's having some words there with him as well.
So Green has it. And Alexis is all over her. Now they go inside. Kylie tips it away and saved by Franklin. And they're going to call a foul.
And Bailey was straight up right there.
And that's going to be five on Bailey, I believe. So a big foul call there. Malloy will go to the line and shoot two. Pisgah enjoying a three-point lead with 3:38 to play. First free throw is in and out.
And a block out here, big rebound.
Yep. Second free throw is in and out as well. And rebounded by Moffitt. Her shot no good. Chandler rips the rebound away. And she is going to bring it up the court now. And Franklin goes into the first man-to-man look all night, and that's going to leave Chandler wide open for a 15-footer, no good. Rebounded by Scout. Her shot's no good. Rebounded again by Scout, and she's fouled this time, and that is going to be two Messimer insurance free throws for Scout Blue. That was that's where you find out just how tough you are with those offensive rebounds. They were in there fighting. Scout come away with two big rebounds there. Free throw, good. Huge free throw by Scout. That makes it 56-52. 3:15 to play. Second free throw, in and out. Rebounded by Chandler. Shot no good. Rebounded by Moffitt of Franklin. They're off the run. Green has it. Green loses it out of bounds. They're going to say it was off Chandler. Franklin ball. Malloy with the inbounds. Malloy looking. Goes and stolen away by Alexis. Alexis gets it to Chandler. Chandler is going to be hammered. But Chandler's going to go to the line for two Messimer Insurance free throws.
Yeah, Messimer Insurance Agency offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Third foul on Green. Chandler's free throw rattles around and comes out. Got 3 minutes to play. Pisgah, 4-point lead.
Shake the cobwebs off there.
Yeah, she got hit pretty hard. Second free throw attempt is good. That gets it to a 5-point advantage for the Bears. And stolen away by Alexis. Alexis pulls it out and tries to feed it inside, and it's stolen away by Franklin. It's stolen away by stolen away by Alexis, but she did a backcourt violation. So great hustle by Alexis. Green with the inbounds to Brooks. Three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Macy. Pisgah can slow it down. 2:41 to play. Franklin goes back to that man-to-man. Chandler to Kylie. Thinks about a three-pointer. Now hands it back to Macy. Macy dribbles top of the key to Scout in the corner. Out to Chandler. Coach Holloway says work the ball. And now he calls timeout.
This time out on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So we got 220 to play in this championship match. Pisgah with a 57-52 lead. And they have the ball. So I think your coach all the way, you don't want to tell your team to not score. You got to keep trying to score, but you want to definitely work the ball and chew up a little time.
That's correct. You want to work it and get a good shot, a good open shot. Not sure we're looking for the three, even if it's open right now. But looking to take this from 5 to 12. Make them foul us. We'll go straight to the free throw line. They have 14 fouls. The next one puts us on the line.
Remember, folks, stay tuned after the game. We'll have your A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. We're ready to go here. Inbound to Chandler. Green's on her. Over to Macy. She gets a screen. Macy gets free. And they're going to call a foul on Moffitt.
Now she knows how that is.
Yeah, that was I think it was clean where the ball was, but I think there was some body contact. And, wow, is that right, Kevin? Is that her first foul?
That is her first foul.
Macy's free throw is no good. One more attempt. Free throw is good. 58-52. Brooks with the ball, directed traffic. They go inside to Moffitt. Now outside, three-pointer. No good. Moffitt with the rebound. No good. Kylie comes away with the rebound, and she's going to be tied up by Green.
And it should be Pisgah ball.
Possession arrow is pointing towards the Bears. Inbounds to Chandler. They're going to pick up full court. Chandler gets around Green. Now to Scout. Back to Chandler. Passes up the open three. Drives into the paint. Now kicks it out. Now Macy, top of the key. Takes a couple of dribbles. Finds Chandler in the lane. Shoots. And oh, almost. And they're going to call a foul on Chandler.
And that's not what we want right there. That puts them on the free throw line.
Yeah, with no time coming off the clock. 58-52. Got a minute 29 left in this championship game. Green, which has had a career night. How many points has Green got?
Green has 17 right now. Just three in this second half.
Wow. She makes the first free throw, 58-53. Next free throw, no good. Rebounded by Chandler. Chandler crosses half court. Now pulls out, gets a screen. And we got a timeout by Coach Holloway.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So we got a minute 18 to play in the game, 58-53. Pisgah has that five-point advantage and the basketball. Possession arrow is pointing towards Franklin if there is a tie-up. But I think you do what we've been doing. You work the ball for a good shot. If you've got a good shot, take it. Otherwise, just keep chewing that clock. Shorten the game a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to come down to making free throws here, Mike, here at the end. I'm sure Franklin's going to come out and try to shrink this game. They will go for the steal initially. Our girls are going to have to be prepared for a lot of physicality here. Now on the perimeter, because they let it go a lot here on the perimeter.
Yeah, I wonder if Franklin will try to play one more possession straight up before they start trying to foul. you're right at that kind of critical stage, a minute 18. Love to see this thing get under a minute and maybe Pizzy get a bucket. Inbounds to Chandler. She goes into the backcourt. She's guarded by Green. Crosses half court. And a little mix up there. Stolen away by Brooks. Brooks shoots. Brooks misses. Fight for the rebound. Chandler has it. And we got a foul. And if they call that on Brooks, and I believe they did, Kevin, that will be her fifth personal.
Yeah, so that's tough on Franklin there.
So the leading scorer for Franklin, Bristol Brooks, has fouled out of this game with a minute four. And we got Chandler going to the line for two.
Messmer insurance free throws.
And Coach Holloway's going to burn another timeout.
And those Messmer insurance free throws bring you insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. And that time on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So I don't know. Coach Holloway, I'm sure he's got several things to his team, but I'm sure one of them is let's after these free throws, let's not foul because we want them to if they're going to score, they need to do it with the clock running.
Yeah, and I don't know if he thought that maybe the delay in getting Bristol in and off the court with a substitute when she fouled out kind of, iced her shooter, and so he went ahead and took that opportunity. But certainly maybe get her mind off of, the free throw line during the timeout here.
Yeah, if we can get both these, that turns it into, that'd be a three-possession game.
A three-possession game. Need both.
So they're coming out of the timeout. You got Kylie, you got Scout, you got Chandler, you got Macy, you got Alexis for the Bears. Chandler, of course, shooting those two free throws. First free throw up, and it just teetered on the edge of the rim and fell out. But she gets one more try. Free throw, good. 59-53. Franklin, again, Pisgah in that 1-2-2 trap. Three-pointer by Franklin, no good. Tipped out of bounds, that will be Pisgah ball. 55 ticks on the clock. Full court man-to-man. Macy with the inbounds. Gets it into Chandler. Chandler gets it to Macy. Now they get it up to Scout across half court. Surprised they're not fouling yet. Chandler has the ball. 42 seconds to go. Chandler has it. No fouls yet by Franklin. Wow. Chandler pulls it out. No foul. I can't believe they're not fouling. Chandler does get fouled. Boy, they spent a lot of time there, Kevin, playing defense.
Yeah, I like that. Took some time off the clock there.
So Chandler will have two more Messmer insurance free throws. First free throw, no good. This could make it a... Yep, and Franklin's going to burn one of their timeouts with 32 seconds to go, 59-53.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle and one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, Kevin, I think Pizzah's probably going to stay in that 1-2-2 trap that has – and what a great call by Coach Holloway going to that in the second half. It has completely changed this ballgame.
It has. It has completely frustrated this Franklin team. And we know the way we play. We have to speed the game up. A good adjustment to make sure that happened here in the second half.
All right, we're ready to go. Chandler has the ball. Free throw up and no good. But Scout with the rebound and the put back. And that's going to give the Bears a 61-53 lead. Franklin in desperation mode now. They shoot a 15-footer, no good. Kylie with the rebound. Hands it off to Chandler. And she's fouled by Green. And Kevin, I'm starting to feel pretty good about bringing a Mountain Eight Conference Championship tournament home tonight.
Yeah, our girls gritted this one out, Mike. 8-point lead, 16.3 seconds left. Us going to the free throw line. Got to feel good about where we're at right now.
I do. Coach Holloway still pacing the sidelines. He's not prepared to celebrate just yet. And it looks like that was the fifth foul on Green. So, let's say congratulations to that young lady. She had a great night. What'd she end up, 18 points tonight?
She ended up with 18 tonight.
She's averaging 7 or 8 points a game, so good night by her. Chandler's free throw, no good. How about I know what you're going to be doing in the yard tomorrow? Next free throw.
No comment.
No good. Pass goes down the court. Goes inside. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Moffitt. She's going to be fouled, and they counted the basket. Wow. Okay. So that makes it 61-55 with 8.1 seconds to go. Moffitt's free throw. Good. That does get it down to a 5-point lead, 2-possession game with 8.1 seconds to play. So we got a timeout on the court, and I'm sure Coach Holloway setting up a play, an inbounds play to get the ball in. What you don't want here is a quick steal by Franklin and get a quick bucket. Can always like the just throw it across all the way down across half court when it's a 2-possession game. But Coach Holloway may have other plans, but I'm sure he's drawing up a play to get it in.
Yeah, that's the one thing we don't want is a turnover here. Up 5, 8.1 seconds left. If we can get the ball inbounded here and get up the court, hit a couple free throws, put this thing away.
Yeah. Smoky Mountain and East Henderson will be playing in the boys' championship game immediately following this game. We're ready to go. Inbounds. Macy has it. She finds Chandler. Chandler is fouled.
Yeah, she tried to get rid of that thing before she had to go to the free throw line again,
yeah.
Mike.
But they were a little slow in fouling. It's down to 5.7 seconds. And Chandler's going to have 2 Messimer insurance free throws.
If I could tell her sit and soft, I would.
This free throw is nothing but net.
Much better.
62-56. Coach Holloway is telling his team absolutely no fouls. Second free throw is good. 63-56. Franklin with the inbounds. They're pushing it up the court. 3 seconds. They're going to take a long three-pointer. No good. Kylie with the rebound. And that's going to be your ball game. Final score, Pisgah 63, Franklin 56. Pisgah is your Mountain 8 Conference Tournament Champions. When we come back, we'll have your A1 Storage Player of the Game. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Welcome back to Smoky Mountain High School, where the Pisgah girls have just pulled off a big win, 63-56, to win the Mountain 8 Conference Tournament Championship. And it's time now for your A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. A1 Storage, with 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon County. A1 Storage, your stuff is our business. And tonight's A1 Storage Player of the Game Award goes to Chandler Lowry. So, Kevin, a good night for a lot of our young ladies. You can't say enough about this team. They went down 12 points in that second quarter. Could have easily just folded up, but we knew they wouldn't do that. They come out with a lot of heart and fight in that second half and turned a 12-point deficit into a 7-point victory. So give us a quick rundown of the stats.
So real quick, we had three ladies at the top in points, all tied. Macy Devlin had 14 points, 8 rebounds, an assist, and 3 steals. Chandler Lowry had 14 points, 13 rebounds, 9 steals, and 9 assists, and 5 steals. Bailey Connor had 5 points, a few steals, and a few rebounds. Scout Ballou came in, had 3 points and 4 rebounds. Alexis Marcos with 9 points and a couple of rebounds, and she had 6 steals tonight.
Wow.
Pretty good up by her. And then you had Lauren Ballou with 5 points, and you had Kylie Leonard with 14 points and 6 rebounds tonight. So a solid game overall by everyone. The only disappointing thing I think Coach Holloway would say is from the free throw line, we were 12 of 27 tonight.
Wow.
So we gave up 15 points there. Franklin, on the other hand, was 20 of 32.
Wow.
So they gave up a few as well. They should have hit their line 32 times tonight.
Yeah, I think both teams could look towards free throws. We certainly could have had a lot easier night if we'd have made our free throws. And I think Franklin's going to say, you know, hey, we make our free throws, we probably win the game. So free throws, you know, they're always a deciding factor. And, you know, you know, parents, if you got kids, work on your free throws.
Yeah, work on your free throws. We're gonna have a long conversation about that tonight as well. I can't really blame effort of anybody's stat line there, but free throws is one thing we've got to improve to ensure we make a deep run in the playoffs, Mike.
Yeah. So we're going to throw it back to Jack for a few final words from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the state playoffs, which begin next week. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to the campus of Smoky Mountain High School, where they have just awarded Pisgah the conference tournament championship plaque. So, Kevin, regular season champs, conference tournament champs. A great season, only one blemish against the Australian national team. Got to say, pretty good season for Coach Holloway and those young ladies.
Yeah, 26-1 is definitely a great season for them. Like to have that one game back against the Australian national team. Lost that game by 4 points, I think, or 3 or 4, and led probably 75% of that game.
Yeah.
So I'd like to have that back, but a great team. I think that, taught us some lessons over the holidays as well of how to handle adversity like we faced tonight.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout-out to the assistant coaches, too. You know, we don't ever mention their names, but physical assistant coaches, hey, they're at practice every day working just as hard as Coach Holloway and the team. That's Holly Kirkendall, Rachel Heisler, Lexi Cox, and Jesse Wilkins. So kudos to our assistant coaches there at Pisgah. Bringing home some hardware back for the trophy case. Man, I tell you, when it was we were down 12 points in that second quarter, Kevin, I thought, man, we got to turn this game around. But Coach Holloway come out with a brilliant plan to turn it around and did just that. We ended up with a 7-point victory. So looking ahead now, got to change our thinking. Give us sort of a rundown of what do we know at this point next week in the state tournament.
So the state tournament seedings and brackets will be announced Saturday. So be on the lookout for that. First round matchups will be next Tuesday night. Both our Bears boys and girls will be get a first round bye.
Yeah.
So we will move on to the second round. First game will be next Thursday. It will both boys and girls should be at home.
Yeah.
So come out and support them next Thursday night in their second round matchups. The boys are right there. They're in between a 4-6 seed in the 4A West. If they get that 4 seed, they'll get home games throughout the third round. If they get a 5 or a 6 seed, and it is still up in the air, they will go on the road in that third round, which will be Saturday, Mike. So,
okay.
Should we either team win on Thursday, they'll both play Saturday. Girls should have, with that win, cinched 4 straight rounds at home. So through the fourth round anyway at home.
And those brackets will be released Saturday or Sunday?
Be Saturday afternoon.
Okay. So we look forward to that, seeing where our teams end up in the final bracket. But certainly we're excited they're going to get a first round bye. And then, of course, that's a new thing this year with our realignments for the 8A's now. So it's something you desperately want is that first round bye. But then to have both teams at home on Thursday, that's exciting too. WPTL will be there. And but come out to the pack the Baird in. We'd love to have the fans in person, but if you can't make it, certainly we'll be there bringing you all the live action here on the radio.
Yeah, and that first round bye is big with the layout of it as well, because it goes quick. The first 4 rounds go Tuesday night, next Tuesday night, first round, next Thursday night, the second round, next Saturday, the third round, and then next Monday night, the fourth round.
Goes quick.
And then the fifth round will be either Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So, getting that first round bye is big for both teams if they make a deep run in the playoffs here.
Well, we do expect both teams to make that deep run. We're looking forward to it. We'll be with you Thursday to bring you the action. So, congratulate these young ladies. You see them out on winning a conference and regular season championship. So, we got the East Anderson student section behind us. We're going to call it a night here at Smoky Mountain. So for Kevin Lowry, Jack Cuat back in the studio, I'm Mike Lovelace. We appreciate you listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL. We will see you Thursday night.